Good afternoon, you're here with Bike Sport Radio, where we talk about bike racing, bike racers, and what you need to race bikes. It's Monday, February 13th, getting started a little late here at our studio. LA drivers, no comment. When the ground gets wet, everything goes to hell. So, today we've got a rather short show. We've got some race results from Northern Cal's Early Bird Criterium, Hellier Park Novice Track Racing, the Red Trolley Criterium Classic in Southern Cal, Peninsula Hill Climb also, and some highlights, some live action from Peninsula Hill Climb going on. Let's go to some race results right now.
Race results in Northern California for the Early Bird Criterium held in Fremont on February 12th. Men's juniors rounding out the podium for Team Fremont. Powered by Chipotle, Thomas Duncan taking third place. San Jose Bicycle Club's Raul Arias in second. And Team Swift's Remy Canto Adams picking up the win. Men's beginners, Category 5, Team Roaring Mouse's John Elliott in third. Ian Richards taking second. And your winner, Ryan Kandrashoff. In the Masters Category 1, 2, 3s, 35 and over, Mark Anderson riding for Squadra San Francisco, taking that win. Women's Beginners Category 4s, rounding out the podium, San Jose Bike Club's Michelle Brandoni taking third. Team Swift's Elizabeth Caldwell in second. And Covaris Wells Fargo Racing Team's Tanya Grossman picking up that win. Men's pros and Cat 1-2-3s. Third place went to McGuire Cycling Team's Charles Hutchinson. Team Mike's Bikes' James Wingert picking up second. And Webcar Altovelo's John Wilk taking the win out of Oakland, California. Master 35 and over Cat 4s. Matthew Howe from Mission Cycling taking that win. And the men's Category 4s rounding out the podium in third place, Taleo Racing's Matthew Santillan in third, Squadra San Francisco's Jared Hudson in second, and Team Mike's Bikes' Taylor Cody taking that win. Masters 45 and over Cat 5s, Eden Racing Team's Craig Rasmussen picking up third, Peninsula Velo's Andre Lero taking second, and Peninsula Velo's Stanley Sang taking the win. Complete results for the Early Bird Criterium in Fremont can be found at usacycling.org. In the novice track race held at Hellier Park, February 4th, Richard Rossi was at the top of the timesheets and picking up the 200-meter time trial win with a 12.56. Second place going to Josu Acosta with a 13.45, and third, Steve Yachtasi with 13.56. In the 500 meters, Steve Yoski with a 44.02, Buffy Stark taking second with a 42.27, and Richard Rossi picking up the win with 38.55. For the juniors, juniors 10 through 14-year-old, 3K scratch race, Madeline Swanson taking third, Miranda Reich in second, and Nils Wesley taking the win. 5K scratch race for the elite racers. Fourth place going to Kevin Vergo, third place, Steve Yoxi. Second place, Connor Bengston, and your winner, Joshua Acosta, And in the 5K points race, Steve Jones taking second and Joshua Acosta with the win at the Hellyer Park Novice Track Racing held on February 4th. Red Trolley Classic held in Southern California, Criterium, held out of the San Diego area. Cash Call Mortgage, Devin Dunn taking third. Team Simple Green Bike Religions, Austin Carroll in second. And your winner from Landis Trek, Travis McCabe. In the women's pros in 1-2-3s, taking third place from Helens, Cannondale, Shelby Reynolds. Second place going to Team Revolution's Trina Jacobson. And your winner, Joni Carome. This was also a collegiate race, collegiate women's category A's. Your winner was Lisa Mueller. In the collegiate women B's, your winner was Maureen Murphy, running for Stanford University. Collegiate women C's, Cal Tech's Christina Ting, picking up that win. Collegiate men's A's, Brian Larson taking the win there. In the collegiate men B's, UC Irvine Cycling's Michael Valdez was your winner. Collegiate men C's, UC Riverside's Antonio Teramoto picking up the win. And in the collegiate men D's, Santa Barbara City College's Alex Shelton. USAC Racing categories, Masters 35 plus, Monster Media Racing sweeping the top four places, with Randall Coxworth finishing fourth, third going to Christy Markey, second James Gunn Wilkinson, and your winner, Kyle Leo Grandi, all from Monster Media Racing SC Velo in the Masters 35. Watch out for the Masters 35s on the circuit in SoCal with results like that. All right, Masters 45s, John Walsh in Spy Blue taking third place. Breakaway from Cancer's Masters racer Brett Clare in second. And Pinnacle Life Racing Team Steven Gregorios picking up the win. Men's category 4s and 5s. Third place going to Jesse Combs. Second place, Greg Irwin. And your winner, Garrett Meyer. Men's category 3s. Team Helens' Christopher Thompson taking third, Spy Blue's Eric Johnson in second, and Team Simple Green Bike Religion's Spencer Ito picking up that win. And the men's category 4s, Quentin Kirby riding for San Diego Bicycle Club was your winner. Masters 55's Bob Pelkoffer picking up that win. And in the Masters 60+, UC Cyclery JW Floors' John Rubik taking that win at the Red Trolley Classic. Complete details and all results at scnca.org. Also in Southern Cal, the Boulevard Road Race. Boulevard Road Race held in Alpine, East Imperial County. Men's Pro Category 1-2's Stefano Barberi for Cash Call Mortgage taking third place. Landis Trek's Travis McCabe in second. And Team Simple Green Bike Religion's Christian Creek picking up that win. Women's Pro 1-2-3s, Christina Seely, riding for Synergy Cycles Missing Link Coaching, taking third place. Joni Carone in second. And your winner from SC Velo and Power Coaching, Amber Gaffney. Men's Category 3s, HSP's Will Teal picking up that win, followed by second place Dan Cobley, riding for Synergy Cycles Big Orange Cycling, and Justin Oyne, Monster Media Racing, SC Velo, taking third. Women's Cat 3s and 4s. Taking third place, Team Dude Girls Cycle Brixton's Tanya Satchwell in third. Second place in a photo finish with first, Synergy Cycles Big Orange Cycling's Cristobal Hickok. And your winner, PAA Cycling's Rebecca Siegel. Men's Cat 4s, taking the win was Jonathan De Guzman, riding for Spy Swami's Cycling Team. Masters 35s, Kyle Leo Grandi, Monster Media, taking third. Philip Tinsman in second, and your winner, Mauricio Prado. And in the Masters 45s, it was again a dogfight between Breakaway from Cancer's Masters Cycling and Synergy Cycles. Greg Liebert, Thurlow Rogers duking it out. Thurlow putting the hammer down on Liebert and taking the win. Greg Liebert, second place. Breakaway for Cancer is hanging in there for third with Roger Worthington. Benny Parks picking up fourth place, riding for Jessup Auto Plaza. And another Synergy Cycles placing Steve Klasda in fifth, Masters 45s. And in the Masters 60-plus, Kenny Fuller, Team Simple Green, picking up that win. Collegiate Men's Cat A's, UC Irvine picking up the win with Brian Larson. And the Collegiate Women's A's, also UCLA, Lisa Mueller taking that win. Complete results again for those at scnca.org. Okay, and in Southern California, the Peninsula Hill Climb time trial results hosted by Jet Cycling. Men's Category 3s, Big Orange Cycling's Dan Cobley taking the win with a 21:37. Nick Gillick in second with 21:50. Very close race there. Followed by Simon Hill in third with 22:05. And the Men's Cat 4s, 22:05 was the winning time from Matt Marshall. Men's Cat 5 Beginners, 23:05, your winning time, Attila Frutas. In the Juniors, 15-16, Brett Gilfond was your winner with a 23:21. Juniors 13-14, Penn CC's Duncan Reed picking up the win with a 22:17. Very fast time for the 13-14-year-olds. Junior Men 17-18, 22:41 was your winning time from Drew Kogan. Women's 15-18 juniors, Rachel Swan taking the win there. Junior women's 10-14, Moriah Swan picking up that win. And in the Masters 35s, Big Orange Synergy Cycles, Greg Serinian with a 20:19, fastest time of the day out there. Masters 45, also Big Orange Synergy Cycles win with a time of 21:41, Jeff Bryant. UC Cyclery's Robert Wilcox picking up the win for the Masters 55 with a 22:53. Herb Johnson, a regular hill climber and an awesome climber at 60-plus, picking up the win with a 22:38. Tough to beat that time. Keep on at it, Herb. Herb Johnson. And in the women's Cat 3-4s, Judy Breslin taking third with a 27:39. Trudy Schindler with a 26:24, picking up second place. And your winner with a 26:17, Sherry Bates. Complete results at backontrackproductions.com for the Peninsula Hill Climb Time Trial, February 12th.
All right, those are some race results. And we've got a caller now on the line. We've got Jack, one of our participants in the Peninsula Hill Climb race. How you doing, Jack? You there?
Hey, Brad, really well.
Hey, I want to thank you for coming out and doing the race yesterday. Great weather, and we appreciate all your support out there. And what did you think of the event?
You know, it was fantastic. I originally had a different race in mind, one a little flatter.
right.
But I got to tell you, I'm just delighted to come out there. The venue was incredible. You know, good access, you know, for those of us that come from, say, way south Orange County. Like they say here in Southern California area, everything is an hour drive or less, and it was. You know, it really was. It was easy to get to, plenty of parking, and I just thought it was an ideal challenge. Really nice course.
Yeah. Now, have you done that race before? Or?
That was my first time, so I did not know what to expect. The race instructions, you know, very politely advise people to do a pre-ride or pre-drive, and I'm glad I drove it. But, you know, Brad, that didn't really set me up for the turn on crest. The car takes it a lot easier than the legs do.
There's a little pop up there, huh? You go from a relatively flat to suddenly, what, I don't know, 8% or something. But it's real short though. But
yeah, that's got to be the steepest pitch on the ride. But you know, it's short. Like you said, you get over it. Get over your gear, and then you're riding up to the finish.
Yeah, great place to drop your chain because you got to go from the big ring to the small ring. And
yeah.
I don't remember if there was any wind that day or not.
You know, it was it was very nice. Start was calm. There's a little bit of breeze in the face as you're making the first little climb for the first mile, and then after that, you didn't feel anything. It was. I don't think you'd have had better conditions.
Cool.
Very nice.
I understand your time was not quite exactly what you thought it was. I think
you know something?
They're officially correcting that soon, I think.
Somebody has to pull the Lantern Rouge and wear it with honor, and I have no issue with that because I'm more of a sprinter and more of a mountain biker. But hey, it was fun. It was a good early season challenge. And what more can you ask for? You know, you go out, you have a good time, you meet a lot of new riders.
Right.
You know, you socialize. Hey, that's what we do, right? We don't make a living at this.
That's right. This is amateur racing, grassroots racing, and that's what we're all about here at Bike Sport Radio, about grassroots and amateur racing. Have you been racing long?
I've been off for 9 years.
So whoa.
So
you have been racing long, but not in the last 9 years.
Not in the last 9 years. I've not turned.
Right.
This is the first, I would call, real competitive effort in 9 years. So
welcome back.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. I hope to do more.
And you with one of the teams in Orange County or anything? You want to tell us about the local
Show-Air,
team?
Velosport.
Okay. They're a big team in South Orange County.
Orange County.
Is it Rock and Road Cyclery, I believe?
That's it. Rock and Road, Matt Ford, and company.
Yes, yeah. Matt Ford. And they won a Junior's award for the team. What award did they win or something?
They won the USA Cycling Junior Club Program of the Year Award.
Club of the Year Award, right, for their size of their club. Yeah,
very good.
Very good.
Right. A lot of our juniors were out there this weekend. I think every one of them did better than I did. But, hey, that's great. I'm happy for them.
Yeah. All right. Cool. Well, I'm glad you had a good time out there. And there's another one coming up March 25th. So be sure and visit backontrackproductions.com. And anything else you want to add?
It'll be on my calendar. And I'm just getting word out to all of our other team members to show up.
Cool. Great.
All right.
Well, thanks for calling in. Good luck to you and your race crew.
Thank you. Bye.
All right, Jack Boucher, one of the competitors out there, local racing here in Southern California at Bike Sport Radio, all about bike racing, bike racers, and what you need to race bikes. If you want to call us and chat about amateur bike racing in Southern or Northern California, 213-252-0998. That's the Kill Radio studio line, 213-252-0998. And we are live downtown here in Koreatown, at our Vermont and Beverly studio. So, Bike Sport Radio going on live. Okay, we've got some upcoming events. These are pre-recorded upcoming events. Let's go to those now.
County Center Criterium is held on February 18th. Racing for all categories. So, if you want to sign up for that, there's information here, an email, Leslie Rennie, that's L-E-S-L-I-E-R-E-N-E, at hotmail.com. It's brought to you by the Lagunitas Brewing Company, Clover, Stornetta Farms, and Cliff Bar, also County Center Criterium. Coming up on Saturday, February 18th. Full details also can be found through ncnca.org in their race calendar. Also coming up on February 18th, Saturday, the Cantua Creek Road Race, brought to you by Golden Chain Cyclists and Velo Promo, held near Coalinga, California. That's in Fresno County, right off Highway 5. It's a 13-mile course, part of Old Highway 33. That's the Coalinga to Mendota Road. Will be closed to regular vehicle traffic. There might be a bit of farm traffic out there, though, as well. So 78 miles for the Cat 1-2 Pro Men. And the Elite Women, 52 miles. And most other categories, 52 miles. So great road race. Rolling oil land hills and some flat farmlands. An out-and-back course, 13 miles out, 13 miles back, with a nice wide turnaround at the north end. And an uphill turnaround on the south. Great pavement. Check it out. Cantua Creek Road Race, coming up February 18th. Again, details at ncnca.org. www.missionsbike.org. And on Sunday, February 19th, the Pine Flat Road Race. This has been held for several years, Pine Flat Road Race in Northern California. Sunday, February 19th, that's held at Pine Flat Reservoir in Fresno County. Registration opens at 6 at Island Park Marina near the lake. 62-mile, nearly a loop with a start and out and back section in the foothills of the Sierra Nevada. It's very mountainous with over 2,800 feet of vertical climb. 62 miles of racing for the Cat 1-2 Pro Men and all categories. That's right, all categories, including juniors. 62 miles for all categories. Great event out there. The Pine Flat Road Race, presented by Velo Promo and Golden Chain Cyclists. Online registration at bikereg.com and visit velopromo.com for all details on the Pine Flat Road Race.
Okay, Bikesport Radio. We got another caller here on the line, and let's get him mic'd up here. Jet Tanner. How you doing, Jet?
Hey, I'm doing really well. Thank you.
All right. Yeah, you're calling in. You're with Jet Cycling in Southern California Juniors. Tell us a little bit about them.
Well, this year is a special year for us. We're now starting to increase on junior women's development, and we've started a junior women's development program along with our boys' development team. But this year our program is taking these girls 15-16 internationally.
Wow.
So we got a couple races overseas that are going to give these girls international experience and give them the background that they need to be successful.
Wow. Where and when are they going?
Sure. Obviously everybody's going to be shooting for that national championship in June, and so we want our girls to be primed and ready by that time. But as July rolls around, we're going to be taking our four girls, plus we're going to be sending out an invite for another 3 to 4 more girls to join us on our trip to Rimouski in Canada to compete on a there's a one-day event and a five-day event, so 6 days of racing. And that's an international field for sure. Teams from Japan, Belgium, Italy, France, Spain, and so on are going to be participating in this event. For these girls 15 to 16 years of age. And then right after that, we'll head up to the northern part of Italy in the Lake Como region, which is north of Milan. And we'll be out there for another week and a half of racing.
Sweet.
So a total of about 2.5 to almost 3 weeks of solid hardcore racing at an international level, which we're very excited about.
Wow. Very, very good. Yeah, cycling is on an upswing. Attendance seems to be up at races this season, at least in California. So.
Yeah, and that's one thing that we're really excited about. I think that what we're trying to do is really increase the awareness on the women's side and try to find more women out there that would like to compete and like to go out there and do something healthy and get some good fitness at the same time. But our sport is lacking, I think, in development. So our program has really looked at how is women's development starting to grow, and we took the best of the juniors, which, you know, our riders are from across the United States. We have riders in Colorado and in Maryland. And we've filled this gap in between junior riding and professional riding and sort of canned it as the elite riding. And this at this elite level is where we're looking to groom and develop and really take upon ourselves to give them the tools necessary so when they do reach that professional level, not only will they have national experience by competing on a national level, but also, you know, growing from an international experience as well.
Hmm. Boy, I wish there were more junior programs for cycling, like they do Little League out there, you know.
Yeah, I agree with you. You know, that's what really got us started is, you know, our roots are from our grassroots, or I would say, you know, from the ground up was built off of a model like AYSO or Little League, where we looked at it and said, you know, to just give children a plan and just say, you know, go out there and practice and then come back to me really wasn't fortuitous for these kids, because, you know, the neighbor's kid walks across the street and says, hey, you want to go out and play? They'd rather go out and play with their friends than go ride a bike for a couple of hours when the coach looks at it and says, oh, how'd you do over the week? They're like, I hardly rode my bike. But if we were to hold practices like everybody else does at AYSO or Little League, where you're holding practices on, like, say, a Monday and a Wednesday at 4 o'clock consistently, then that's where these kids can really come as a group together, and all ages. And, you know, we're talking about from ages 10 to 17, 18 years old. And obviously, you know, it's hard within cycling because they're all racing differently, and obviously the difference between a 10-year-old and 18-year-old is so severe. Mm-hmm. That how do you train together? Well, you know, we train and ride as a pack to the location where we do our workout, whether it be hill repeats or whatever. The older kids will do more hill repeats than the younger ones, but you know, breaking up and staggering the progression of workout really varied for the different ages, but you get everybody working together, team camaraderie and things of that nature that, you know, what AYSO and Little League had to offer. So that's really what started us as we started to grow. And we're coming up on this will be our sixth year in existence, which is pretty amazing.
Cool.
And I can't believe how far we've come.
Wow.
You know, from just a small program of a couple riders now to now we're taking riders international. Not only from the girls' side, but we've sent our boys over to Belgium a couple times. So that's, very exciting in itself.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's some really great things you guys are doing out there at Jet Cycling. If people want to find out more, is Jet Cycling website or?
You know what? We're going to be revamping our Jet Cycling website, but we have rider websites. You know, you can go to milligoat.wordpress.com. And from there, you can bump off to the other writers and all their other pages that they have. Our whole focus is, you know, how can we get more people involved in the sport? You know, it's people, you know, I want to give a shout out to, you know, other clubs out there like SC Velo with Dominic and Major Motion and Showair that have done a tremendous job of trying to grow Southern California as a leader in junior cycling. And we're just trying to take it one more level now to add on this international level of competition. So that way the SCNCA is the region to be in for junior cycling. And hopefully, you know, we can grow this sport and get more people involved and do better by providing better quality riders.
Cool. Very good. Well, we got a big junior event that we promote once a year. Back on Track Productions, as you know, puts on the L.A. Circuit Race. And the Los Angeles Circuit Race is part of the Lance Armstrong Junior Road Series. And we offer all the junior men and women's categories and usually have a fantastic junior turnout out there. So hope to see Major Motion, Jet Cycling, Show Air, all the junior teams out there come April 22nd. And we'll be having great information coming out on that soon. We've hooked up with the Bahati Foundation as one of the beneficiaries of the event. And things are really rolling along good. So looks to be up for juniors. So great. Keep up the great work, Jet.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate the time. And, you know, I agree with you. The L.A. Circuit is a wonderful race. We've done it every year now since our existence. It's quality and a lot of fun and very good for the juniors to start out with.
All right. Thank you. Thanks a lot, man. Thanks for calling.
Have a great day. You got it. Bye-bye.
All right, Jet Cycling. Jet Tanner from Jet Cycling. All right, let's go back to upcoming events on Bike Sport Radio.
Okay, and then on Saturday, February 18th in Southern California in Brawley, the Imperial Valley Classic Criterium, brought to you by Imperial Valley Velo Club and the City of Brawley. Criterium Racing featuring a $1,500 cash purse for the men's pro 1-2-3s starting at 2:45 in the afternoon. Women's pros starting at 10 a.m. The Imperial Valley Classic Criterium. SCNCA.com for details on that Criterium coming up February 18th.
Go get him! Woo! Go get him! Good job!
All right, that was upcoming events and Bike Sport Radio's got Sounds of Racing coming up now. So sit back and enjoy the sounds. These are sounds from the Peninsula Hill Climb held yesterday, February 12th. Lots of excitement, bells ringing, and so on and so forth in turn at number one. So just sit back and enjoy some sounds of Bike Sport Radio and the Peninsula Hill Climb.
on. Go get him. You're doing great. Almost there. All right, right turn. Great, good job. Right turn, right turn. You got a right turn right there. Good job.
How many miles?
It's all the way up to the domes from the bottom by the nature park area. All right, you got a right turn there. You're welcome. Hello? Right turn. Good job. Right turn. All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Good to see you out here. Go get him, Greg! Right turn. Good job. Right turn.
So you're listening to what a time trial sounds like at turn one, where a bell ringer's out there course marshaling that corner, telling the riders to turn, in case you were wondering out there at Bikesport Radio. Not much going on a time trial, although it is a good spectator sport when they're climbing Peninsula Hill Climb. You're listening to it now.
Right turn! Good job! Right turn! Right turn, right turn. Good job, good job. Right turn. Thank you. Got a right turn coming up there. Good job. Right turn. Almost there. You're doing great. It's like a 6 mile. It starts down there at the very bottom by that nature park area, uh-huh. You know, and then it goes
nature
center trail thing.
Yeah.
And it goes all the way up to the dome. So it's like
yeah.
6 miles.
Six miles.
Yeah, it's a timed event. We'll have a few more coming up too. It's Back on Track production.
Back on Track.
Uh-huh.
Website.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Exactly.
Is it a Palos Verdes thing or no?
It's a sanctioned type. It's a race.
Yeah.
So, yeah. We'll do it here, and then we have one over in Baldy later on this year.
Yeah.
So it'll be
where
fun.
Doing
awesome there. Almost there. Alrighty. Come on. Doing awesome. Right turn. Right turn. Looking great. Woo, right turn coming up.
Bike racing, the world's toughest sport. Imagine listening to the radio on Monday to hear the weekend's race news, or having a chance to call in and chat with an expert about our sport. Well, imagine no more. We are Bike Sport Radio. Tune in to KILL Radio for reports on the weekend's local race action and results, hear how local clubs or teams are doing, or call in and chat with a guest speaker about the sport or some of its many products used. We cover road, mountain bike, cyclocross, and track cycling in Southern California and are giving our fast-growing sport yet another media boost. Our studio is big enough for guests, and we have hosted a few notable ones. If you would like to be an in-studio guest, contact us. You can listen to Bike Sport Radio Live or listen to an archive show at radioforall.net. Please donate at any level to us through the Kill Radio online link at www.killradio.org or support Bike Sport Radio by linking us to your websites. Thanks for listening to Bike Sport Radio.
All right. Thanks for listening once again. And thanks to Jack and Jet for calling in to Bike Sport Radio. Be sure and visit our website at bikesportradio.us as well as our killradio.org site. And donate now to killradio.org if you want to see shows like this continue. And thanks for listening. We'll see you next time on Bike Sport Radio.